This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. For the past several broadcasts, we have been involved in a study of the topic, Christianity is the religion of biblical authority. Now that means that Christianity is based upon Bible teaching. It is not based upon my subjective feelings. It isn't based upon my mere sincerity or zeal. It isn't based upon my being a member of some religion that has a great deal of popularity in the world. It means, in short, that one can be saved, as Jesus made clear in John 8:32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." You cannot be saved except by studying, learning, and obeying the truth. Today I want to emphasize, at least to begin the emphasis of it, the fact that the Bible is the objective standard. We have already considered various false standards after having studied the fact that there is a great need, there is the absolute necessity of our having the right standard. In connection with showing that the Bible is the true objective standard, there are a number of things which I should like to set forth. Among these is the fact that the Bible recognizes what I might term a chain of authority, and I shall consider it here only very briefly. First of all, let us note that authority inherently resides in God the Father. Now, I, as a preacher, do not have any authority to decide what is right in religion, that is, to bind either upon you or upon myself, but rather my responsibility is to recognize that all authority inherently resides in God. This is the case because God is the creator of the world and is the creator of man. This we find in Genesis chapter 1, beginning with verse 1, and also in John chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. It is God who, by virtue of the fact that he is the creator, stipulates conditions with which sinners must comply in order to be saved and to remain saved. This is set forth in the Old Testament in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 to 28. The principle, of course, is carried throughout the Bible. There is hardly a page in all of the Bible that would not emphasize the fact that it is God and God alone who has the right to speak to man. Having seen that authority inherently resides in God, we note the second point in this matter of the Bible being the objective standard, and it is that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto the Son of God, that is, unto Jesus Christ. This truth is made clear in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. There Jesus said, you'll recall, that all authority in heaven and on earth hath been given unto me. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now it is he, Jesus Christ, whom men are to hear. The Holy Spirit guiding Moses to write in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 15, prophesied of a prophet who was to come, and that if any man rejected him, would not listen to him, would not submit to him, he should be cut off from among the people. In Matthew chapter 17 and verse 5, we find the voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Now that indicates, as we find in connection with it in Acts chapter 3, verses 22 to 23, that Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of this Old Testament prophecy. It is he who has the authority to speak to us. It is he to whom we must listen. The mere fact that I am a preacher, that I read from the Bible and speak on this radio broadcast, does not within and of itself constitute proof that I am serving the Lord. It's altogether possible for one to preach, even claim to be preaching what Jesus would have me to preach, and yet not be serving the Lord, but serving myself. Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. It's been good to be with you today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue this very important study. Christianity is the religion of biblical authority.